USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The man suspected of fatally shooting three people and wounding another at UNLV in Las Vegas yesterday was a professor who tried and failed to get a job at the school. That's according to a law enforcement official with direct knowledge of the investigation. The gunman was killed in a shootout with law enforcement. Police have not released the identity of the gunman, the victims, or a possible motive. House Republicans warning of contempt of Congress charges for Hunter Biden.
That if he refuses a closed-door deposition scheduled for next week. The chairman of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees issued subpoenas mandating Hunter's appearance on December 13th. The threat arises as the president's son's legal counsel states Hunter is open to a public hearing but declines private questioning. He's citing concerns about Republicans misrepresenting private testimonies from witnesses in the past. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden's plea for aid to Ukraine and Israel faces obstruction from Senate Republicans due to an absence of changes in the U.S. border policy. The national security package, totaling over $100 billion, failed to secure adequate votes to advance in the chamber this evening. The National Transportation Safety Board identifying a culture of silence regarding mental health within the aviation workforce. During a summit, the NTSB head stated that existing FAA regulations compel individuals in the aviation industry to either conceal or reject assistance. In response, the FAA recently announced the establishment of a new rulemaking committee aimed at fostering an environment where pilots and air traffic controllers feel more comfortable discussing mental health issues. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Over $800 million now up for grabs from the two big lotteries in the United States. Nobody won last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot will roll over to Saturday's drawing when the grand prize will be worth about $468 million. If you'd like to play Mega Millions, that jackpot up to about $395 for tomorrow night's drawing. A woman who threw a bowl of hot food in the face of a Chipotle worker in Ohio has been sentenced to a month in jail and 2 months working at a fast food job. The judge challenging her to walk in the worker's shoes. And once she finds a job, she will have to work there 20 hours a week. Reigning Masters champion John Rahm set to leave the PGA Tour for the Saudi-backed LIV Golf, injecting uncertainty into the future of that sport. Previous reports on Rahm's defection from the PGA have estimated that that deal would pay the reigning Masters champ somewhere in the range of $600 million. The Belmont Stakes making a move next year. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing that the 2024 Belmont Stakes will take place at the Saratoga Racecourse to allow work to continue on a new and modern Belmont Park, the Long Island home of the third leg of the Triple Crown. The 156th Belmont Stakes will take place in June. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.